The circumstances by which many Ukrainian people have arrived in Ireland are unfortunate and harrowing, to say the very least. But many have now learned to love the new land that they now call their home. Over the past few months, I've experienced firsthand the warmth and the gratitude of the Ukrainian people, of whom there are now over 100,000 here in Ireland. And there are many similarities between Ukraine and Ireland: strong family values, a love of folk music, and a truly hospitable nature. That hospitable nature was a particular source of comfort to Katerina Ruban when she arrived here from Kiev.
I knew that Ukrainian people are kind, you know. They are ready to give the last they have. And it was a very surprise for me that here it's also everywhere our flag. So touching that our flag and the words of invitation in Ukrainian language. And everybody was very kind. It's amazing, just amazing. So thank you very much. Here is safe and all people will help you to have a normal life.
For many, the efforts that the Irish people have made to accommodate their needs will never be forgotten. I spoke to a number of those in Dungarvan recently.
Does its best, you know, for us. Just like even, they even cook borscht for us. We're really pleased here. So we were having a chat about our life, our their lifestyle there, and just like
those who left in Ukraine, parents, children and so on. But that's the situation what we have now.
For the past 2 years, the Ukrainian community in Dungarvan have come together on August 24th to celebrate Ukrainian Independence Day, a reminder of an independence now lost, but a display of unity, defiance and togetherness in the belief that the ongoing war in their country will soon come to an end. Ukrainians living in Dungarvan celebrate their freedom on the Causeway Bridge each year. They sing songs, they form freedom chains, and they pray for their homeland. They wear bright blue and yellow clothes, celebrating the cause of freedom. And although they were safe to do so, the feeling was bittersweet. I spoke to Anastasia, Nadia, Olga, and many others. It's a bit strange to be celebrating Independence Day here in Ireland, I suppose, but you've got a strong community here and you're trying to make the best of it. It's a very different Ukraine now to the one that I'm sure you grew up in, but you have to make the most of it right now.
You know, it's really important day as never, because for all the Ukrainians, it's really important day. We celebrate it every year, and now we need to protect our country from Russian Federation, and now we have a war in our country, and we need to prove for whole of the world that we have freedom. We are people who love freedom. We love our country, and we want glory to our country. And I think the whole of the world understands that. And I think we need to claim our toughness, our every people need to claim it.
And you arrived here from Mariupol. I'm sure there's people back home that you miss very dearly, and it's been a crazy few months, but how do you feel now that you are here in Ireland?
It's really strange feeling, because you are in different country, you have different island there, really, really nice people, but it's different culture, different rules, whatever. So we need to get used to it and live new life, to start from zero, because our house is destroyed, our friends, we lost our work, friends, everything that we had, we lost everything. And
Anastasia, I suppose on a typical day in Ukraine, how would you normally celebrate your Independence Day?
Usually we go to the parks or like to the central street of our cities and just meet people, just like congratulate them, just, and then we meet with our families and just spend this day like in freedom, you know, in with like best friends, our families, and that's like special atmosphere, you know, for us. And now it's totally different. We just so Ukrainians are around the world, and they try to show people that we're still united, we're still like big family, even though even if we're like on the different parts of the world.
Whatever we are united. We are really like every Ukrainian has whatever. It doesn't matter, you know this person or not. It's your brother or sister because he's or she's a Ukrainian. And usually in the Independence Day, we're singing songs that you can observe our square. So sometimes it's really, really proudful for us, so we're proud of that.
And I know it's really weird being here, and look, I know you'd rather nothing more than to be at home right now, but do you feel confident that you will get to return to Ukraine maybe sooner rather than later?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to return back and see my like native city streets that I've grown up, and you know, that's special feeling for me.
And a lot of what's been done today is to remember everybody and to, you know, pay tribute to everyone that is still in Ukraine and that they're there and they're fighting for your country.
Yeah, and you know, it's really, really good question. And I think all the Ukrainians, they wanted to Europe, to move to Europe, to live in Europe, and to run the business, for example, in Europe. But for now, we're understanding that nothing better than Ukraine. We want to live in Ukraine. We want to set up business in Ukraine. We want to develop our country because it's totally destroyed. Lots of cities like Kharkiv, Mykolaiv, Kherson, they are destroyed, and we need to develop it now from start from zero. And lots of people, they understand that after that situation, after the bomb shelling, there are lots of victims in the Ukraine now, so especially in the Mariupol. And after that, all of the Ukrainians, they understand that we need to be more united, more independent, and love our country, proud of our country, and be glory.
Olga fled Kiev, leaving her family, her friends, and everything that she ever knew behind her. But she did it for her mother, who is 82 years old. They're now in West Waterford, 3,000 kilometres from the place that they've always called their home.
Now, and I came here just to save her life, because at the time we were in Kiev, when every time was 10, 20 rocket attacks, it was impossible to keep her in good health because she was ill at that time. So I pick her up, pick her, my animals with me, my dog and cat, and we start at the 8th of March. And in 2 months, we had come here to Ireland. And really, we are very grateful for the state of Ireland, for people who give us their warm hearts and their warm hands. And really, it is very common history in our countries, because we were oppressed all the time from Russia for very many years. And I know your history. You also can understand what it is to live under such pressure. And I'm very glad that you can protect yourself and hope, everybody hope in our country, that our country will be free.
Exactly. And very important to celebrate Ukraine's day today, because we know it'll be back in the future.
Sure. It is our 31st anniversary of independence. And we are proud of all these years, because our young people, they are new generation. They are completely different with the people from young people from our neighbor Russia. They are strong. They are proud of their country, and they are proud of their independence.
Absolutely, Olga. Thank you very much, and we hope that you will be back in Ukraine and safe someday.
Thank you.
They sang their national anthem with pride, refusing to give in to the repression faced by their country, and they linked arms in the hope that it all be safe in Ukraine in the not-so-distant future.